Bok Nefesh HaChaim from Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he asked a question, which we saw last week, which is, what does it mean that we were created Tzelem Elohim, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch? What does that mean, Tzelem Elohim? So, he quoted the different Rishonim that say that when we say Tzelem and Demut, this means that we're similar to Hashem in a certain way. Does it mean we're really similar to Hashem? There's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that makes us a little bit similar to Hashem. In a small way, we're similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way David HaMelech, he says, Damiti likat midbar. I'm like a bird of the wilderness. I'm like a pelican, some say. David HaMelech wasn't saying, I'm like a bird. It's just, he was saying that the same way the bird wanders and doesn't stay in one place, so too, that's what David HaMelech felt when he was fleeing from Shaul. He was a little similar. Somewhat similar to a bird. So now, we say we're Tzelem Elohim. What does the name Elohim mean? So he quotes the Tur v'Shulchan Aruch from the Rishonim and say that Elohim is Bal HaKohot, or Bal HaYicholet, Bal HaKohot Kulam. That God is the ultimate power. He's the ultimate power. And he is Elokei HaElohim. He is the God of all the gods. What do you mean, there are other gods? Chas v'Shalom? No, because the word Elohim means power. That's what the word means. That's why a Beit Din is also called Elohim. That's why the sun and moon are also called Elohim. God is the God of the gods. They're not really gods. Maybe the word God is not really the proper translation. He's the power of all powers. We see the sun is powerful, but it's not a true power because it's created. It doesn't have power on its own. Even you see this thing is exploding, the sun. It's a nuclear bomb that's millions of times bigger than the Earth. I think 100,000 times bigger than the Earth. But it's created. So it has power, but God can take away the power. It doesn't have power on its own. So we say that Hashem is the power of all power. So we have to understand, why are we called Bitzelem Elohim? In what way are we similar to Elohim? That's what we have to figure out over here. And he quotes, he says that we say Hashem Elohim Emet. After the Shema, we say, quote the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, God is the true Elohim, which is because He's the true power. He created everything. And any power that exists is because of God. So He's the only true Elohim. So now he's going to explain what this means over here. This is that we're on Perek Gimel right now, Nefesh HaChaim. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, and He gave man Shlita. He gave him to rule over. See, we think we're just a human being, have a neshama, okay, I'm no one special. Your neshama is connected to all the worlds, all the spiritual worlds that HaKadosh Baruch created. Your neshama is connected to all of them. And every act that you do, mitzvah, or God forbid, an avera, affects the olamot. Everything that you, every thought that you have, he's going to explain. He says the human being, this is all based on Zohar and the Kabbalah. Everything that you do, you control the world. You control the olamot. Well, he says, "Kol pratet nuav ma'asav." Every movement, every action, every word, every machshava, everything that you do affects the olamot. It's an amazing thing. Hen letov, o lehefech chas v'shalom. Either for good, either you're bringing down shefa, bringing down a good influx of bracha from shamayim, or the opposite. God made you. You're almost like a god. You're Bitzelem Elohim. You can create. God gave human beings the ability to affect the world on a very grand scale. He says, let's say someone does a mitzvah, he thinks something good, he learns Torah, he says something, he learns Torah. You are giving koach, you're giving strength to all the worlds, the upper worlds, and you add on kedusha ve'or, like it says. Look at it says pasuk in Yeshayahu. Va'asim devarai beficha. I put my word in your mouth. Look what he says. Lintoa shamayim b'lisod aretz. To plant the heaven and to give a foundation to the earth. That's what he said. I gave my word in your mouth. By what you say, you can either destroy the world or create the world. And the rabbis say, al tikre banayich ela bonayich. Bonayich, you build the world. With your Divrei Torah and your mitzvot, you're building the world.
Ki hem ha'msadim olamot ha'elyonim, ki bonei ha'msadir binyano, ve'notim behem rov koach.
whatever you do, you are building the world and adding strength to it. Now, chas v'shalom, the opposite is also true. If a person thinks something that's not good, does something that's not good, speaks ill things, hu meharis rahmana lislan kama kohot, you destroy these kohot in shamayim. It's a scary thing. Ve'olamot elyonim akdoshim, le'en erech v'shi'ur, with no number. There's no limit to the damage that you do with a sin. Now, not to scare anyone, you can always do teshuvah. If you do teshuvah, you build right away. Okay, we just have to say that we're going to speak a bit more about the damage that you do, but just realize teshuvah, God implanted in the world the ability to do teshuvah. Okay. Baruch Hashem, Shemach Shem, Ahavat Hashem. Kemosh, now, speaking about the damage, look what it says in Yeshayahu. Me'arsayich u'machrivayich mimech yetze'u. Now, we know the Jews, through their averot, caused the Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed. So the Yeshayahu told the Jews, this is before the Beit HaMikdash, but any bad things that happens to the Jews, Yeshayahu said, the destruction came from you. He says, O Machshich, you can also cause the world to be darkened. The spiritual worlds which are trying to influx, God influxes our world with bracha from Olamot HaKdoshim. Either you machshich or maktin oram k'tushadam. You dim the light of Shamayim. U'mosif koach le'umat zeh b'imdorot ha'tumah, rachman etzan. You can also add, through your sins, you add strength to the mekomot ha'tumah, God forbid. Now he's going to explain. This is what it means. Va'yivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo b'tzelem elokim bara oto. Ki b'tzelem elokim bara asat ha'adam. God made man b'tzelem elokim. What's the pshat? The same way Hashem is ha'elokim, he's the power. He's Bal HaKochot HaNimtzaim B'chol HaOlamot Kulam. God, He is the power. And He causes everything to take effect. And God conducts the world. And Manhigam Kol Rega Kirtzono, the same way God Himself is creating, we mentioned that God is constantly recreating the world. He's constantly recreating the world. The same way we mentioned the table, a human being creates a table, so he creates a table, then he goes away. He can even die. And the table still exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always creating the world. Constantly. Every second he's creating the world. We spoke about the Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are how many permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 1,000?
1,080.
So. Right, 1,080 permutations. That's why there are 1,080 halakim to the hour. Because each moment of an hour, God is redoing the world. That's why we say HaMechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit. Every day, God recreates the world. So the same way God recreates the world constantly, He says, "Ken yishlit ratzono yitbarach et ha'adam, shehu ha'apotech v'asogeg shel kama alfei rivot kuchot ve'olamot." God gave a human being the ability to do the same thing. You're a boreh. With your actions, with your ma'asim tovim, your averot, God forbid,